About 20,000 people are attending the Nation of Islam's annual conference in Los Angeles. This is only the second time in 20 years the conference has been held outside Chicago. The theme is healing wounds to bring about a universal family. Healing is not a word typically associated with Nation leader Minister Louis Farrakhan, but his racist rhetoric has been toned down in recent years, and he has vowed to reach out more to others. From Los Angeles, KPCC's Frank Stoltz reports.
When you hear Farrakhan, you're usually listening to fiery talk of white supremacy and the need for more black self-sufficiency. But Farrakhan started this week's conference with a very different sound. Wednesday night, the 69-year-old Farrakhan performed Beethoven's Violin Concerto. Farrakhan was something of a prodigy before he gave up playing when he joined the Nation of Islam in his early 20s. He picked up the violin again only in 1989. It may be one reason for Farrakhan's effort to reach out, as he intimated after his performance.
My music made me sensitive to pain and suffering, not only of black people, but anybody who suffered.
Music has been a big part of Farrakhan's trip to Los Angeles. He visited Sweet Strings Music School in the Crenshaw District Thursday, urging students to master the violin to fight white supremacy.
You destroy the myth of white supremacy by black, brown, red, and yellow excellence.
In most black communities, there's considerable frustration with the focus on Farrakhan's anti-Semitic statements of the past. Kika Keith is the founder and executive director of Sweet Strings.
As we should with all of our leaders, we see the bad and we recognize it, but we also take special notice of the good, and it is amazing how the media often portrays the negative things, and our children always see these negative images, especially about people of color who they should be emulating. There are so many positive things that he does.
Farrakhan was also the main speaker at a hip-hop summit of more than 700 black and Latino artists and executives. Victor Pfeiffer, a music promoter from Inglewood, praised the nation's effort to include people from all ethnicities.
The same way everybody else is kind of finally melting into what they say LA is the melting pot, I see them going in that direction.
Still, the Nation of Islam faces a challenge, at least when it comes to broadening its appeal. The nation remains mostly Afrocentric and practices an unorthodox version of Islam. Local Sunday services are closed to white people. This week, Farrakhan said the Nation of Islam is like a rose bush. At first, it is only stems and thorns. Naturally, he said, a rose eventually blossoms. But he also made sure to let everyone know he and the nation haven't changed too much, railing against what he called a sick nation.
A kind of gentler Farrakhan. You don't know me. Don't you put me in no bag that makes you comfortable. I'm Farrakhan. I will die on truth. Not weak, but true, strong and mighty to relieve you of your burdens.
The Nation of Islam conference runs through Sunday. Among the speakers, Congresswoman Maxine Waters, Magic Johnson, and the Reverend Al Sharpton. For NPR News, I'm Frank Stoltz in Los Angeles.